It's really unfortunate. It's something that we don't expect from people we elected as citizens of this country to represent us. We expect them to be able to appreciate the dynamics in this country. What is very clear is that there are no jobs in this country, and naturally vending has become the option. We expect them as members of parliament to be supporting us. Then if they are calling for the removal of vendors from their operating environment at the moment without the creation of alternatives, it simply means that they don't know the reason why they were elected to become members of parliament. And it also shows us that the kindly bar of members of parliament that were elected are not well versed with what is happening on the ground. They don't care. They are insensitive.
Are you going to comply with any attempts to remove you from the Central Business District?
We will resist with the forces similar to that of a hungry lion, if not a hungry pafada. We want to look after our families. And no man, one of a woman, can force another man to just look at his or her family dying of hunger. This government knows that they have failed to create employment for us as the vendors, for us as the youth, for us as graduates, and for us as Zimbabweans in general. So they should just assist our initiative.